You might wonder what a $100 million apartment looks like. You're going to know before the end of today's show. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. First up, the mayor of Dallas, Texas, says his city is facing an emergency. The problem is West Nile virus. There's an outbreak of it happening around the U.S. It's the biggest jump in the number of reported cases of West Nile since 2004, and the outbreak is spreading. This map shows some of the states that have been hit the hardest. By far, Texas has had it the worst. More than 380 confirmed cases of West Nile there. Officials are trying to fight the outbreak by using a spray to kill infected mosquitoes. The insects spread the disease after they get it from birds. West Nile started in Africa. No one knows how it got to the U.S., but we do know when it arrived, 1999. Most people who get West Nile don't get seriously sick. Dr. Sanjay Gupta runs through some of the symptoms of this disease.
The vast majority of people who get West Nile won't have hardly any symptoms at all or so mild that they won't realize that, in fact, they have West Nile. So when you look at the numbers of cases, keep that in mind. They're probably a lot higher. And people with the mild illness, it's a fever. They can have swollen lymph glands. They sometimes get a characteristic rash that's usually on the chest or the back or the stomach, sort of in the truncal area of the body. That can happen. There's a more severe form. One in 150 cases have something known as a neuroinvasive form. That gets into the brain and spinal cord area, and that crosses the blood-brain barrier, can cause someone to be lethargic, can cause someone to have neck stiffness. People can also get joint pain and nausea. So it can be sometimes vague.
Yesterday, we reported on a U.S. Air Force flight test. A hypersonic aircraft was supposed to fly for 300 seconds at 4,600 miles per hour. This animation shows you how it would have worked, except it didn't. Officials say a tail fin problem caused the aircraft to fly out of control, so they had to cut the test flight short and destroy the aircraft. They're not sure if they'll try another one.